Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Joe Gamm. Hello, Joe.
Good morning, Gary.
So Joe's a reporter here at the News Tribune, covers a wide variety of topics, including the State House, healthcare, social services. One of the stories that we're going to talk about today came out in our Monday edition, July 11th. It's in his beat as far as social services and charities, and it deals with church in Wardsville, St. Stanislaus. So, Joe, give us a brief update as to what the story was about.
Well, the story was about allegations that a former priest had taken some money from the church, or the parish in particular.
How much money are we talking about? I mean, is it $10?
We're talking about almost $320,000.
Wow, that's a sizable amount. So, how did they discover that this alleged embezzlement happened?
My understanding is that the church received information involving the possible mismanagement of funds at St. Stanislaus Parish in 2018. At that time, a deacon and a finance council were struggling to resolve some financial issues that they found in the parish. And the investigation determined that a former priest, who was then the priest there, Ignacio Medina, had created a bank account in the parish name. And out of that account, when he was transferred several years later to the church at the Lake of the Ozarks, he had written out a check to himself for $200,000 and one to an out-of-state sibling for $100,000.
Okay.
This information came about Sunday in a statement from Bishop W. Sean McKnight of the Diocese of Jefferson City.
So in that news release that he had, that we received in a letter to the parish or the diocese?
Right. Well, it wasn't actually a news release. It was a statement that he published on the diocese website.
Okay. So in that, he explained how it came about, as well as the idea that there was going to be a convening of a church tribunal.
Yes, that is correct.
So in addition to this church tribunal call, he also mentioned that the FBI was investigating the case, because there were allegations of embezzlement.
Correct.
Okay. So I think for most folks, they may not understand how a church tribunal, what its function is, or how it works. So what do we know that we could explain to folks as far as how it's different from a court trial?
Correct.
Which would go through secular government. This is a church functioned.
It's actually called a church trial.
Okay. So explain to us what we know about this church trial, how it operates.
Well, it's a three-member tribunal who makes decisions based on church canon, which is church law. And each diocese has a tribunal. The Diocese of Jefferson City has one, but its primary functions are handling cases of alleged marriage nullity.
Okay.
And cases of when folks can be allowed to remarry. The diocese, in its statement, announced that it's bringing in a tribunal from another diocese, which may have more specialization that would relate to this case.
All right. So at this point, is the tribunal functioning? Do we know?
No, it is actually suspended because the FBI has an ongoing investigation and it doesn't want to interfere with the investigation.
Okay. So going back to the allegations of the embezzlement, so the statement also suggested that restitution had been paid by the father?
Correct. The Jefferson City Diocese received $300,000 in cashier's checks from the priest, and then a few weeks later received another $20,000 in a cashier's check. We're assuming for other money that came from the parish.
Okay. So we have reached out to the diocese as well as the bishop, asking if they would be interested in talking more about the case, how it's going to proceed, things such as that. They have expressed a willingness to talk, but they wanted to get through the FBI investigation as well as the tribunal at that point. They signaled they would be more willing to talk about the case at that point. So our hope is we will circle back on this with them at that point. But where we're at now, though, is what are the next steps, Joe? I mean, what happens next in this case?
Well, I think, as you said, we're all waiting on the FBI investigation to be concluded. I would assume that part of the tribunal's efforts will be to see whether the now former priest will remain part of the church, will continue to maybe, and I don't know that he receives a pension, but I assume he does. and whether that will continue. I think there are a lot of questions involved with him in particular.
All right, then. So, Joe, thanks for coming today to talk about this.
You're welcome.
Listeners, I would encourage you to check out our show notes. We have a copy of Joe's story in those show notes where you can get a better understanding of what the story is about, as well as we'll be watching this, talking with the folks, try to get a better sense of what happens next going forward. So, again, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.
So listeners, we're in the end of our August primary election season, or quickly coming upon it, and we wanted to share an event that we're staging here next week. On July 21st, we're going to have candidates from the 59th and 49th districts in two separate forums at City Hall. So again, you're welcome to come to City Hall to listen to those forums. It'll be from 6 to 8 p.m. that Thursday at City Hall. We'll also be streaming it online at newstribune.com. And welcome any questions you might have for the candidates. You can send those now through the end of July to vote@newstribune.com. What we'll do is we'll take those questions, we'll go to the candidates and ask them to respond, and then we'll publish them in an edition of the News Tribune. All of this is designed to help voters make informed decisions as who they want to represent them in the next legislative session. So again, check it out.